On this week's edition of New York Now, as COVID-19 begins to plateau in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo makes a plan for reopening the economy.
People need to get back to work. The state needs an economy. We cannot sustain this.
We'll have the latest on the disease with Bernadette Hogan, a reporter from the New York Post, covering the pandemic. Schools could be closed in New York for the rest of the school year. We'll tell you what that means for school budgets and teacher workforces. And terminally ill patients could soon have the option in New York to end their own life with medication prescribed by a doctor. We'll have the details. I'm Dan Clark, and this is New York Now.
Funding for New York Now is provided by WNET.
Today, the Senate majority will pass a law
prohibiting it. And we will take them to court challenging it.
Yet. Another stand for New York and sending a message to the nation.
Welcome to this week's edition of New York Now. I'm Dan Clark, coming to you again this week from the state capitol. It's hard to know what qualifies as good news these days when it comes to the COVID-19 pandemic. The number of hospitalizations appears to have gone down, and the number of deaths appears to have leveled off here in New York State. But that's still about 700 people who die from the disease every day, and the number of hospitalizations is still going up relatively. Governor Andrew Cuomo said this week that the worst of the disease may be over, but that's if, and that's a big if, people continue with social distancing.
The worst is over. Yeah, if we continue to be smart going forward, because remember, we have the hand on that valve. You turn that valve too fast, you'll see that number jump right back. But yes, I think you can say the worst is over, because the worst here are people dying. That's the worst. The worst doesn't get any bad than this worst. And this worst is people die. That's the worst.
The big question on everyone's minds right now is, when are businesses going to reopen again, and will society ever get back to normal? Joining me now to discuss from the state capitol, I'm also here, but she's joining me via Skype, is Bernadette Hogan. She's a reporter for the New York Post. She's been with me at the governor's press briefings just about every day. Bern, thanks so much for joining me here on New York Now this week.
Thanks for having me.
So we saw some inklings this week of how the governor wants to get back to some semblance of normal in terms of the economy, an economic jumpstart. We started the week with this kind of coalition between New York and six other states. Let's talk about that really quick. Can you tell me what the plan is here for New York to interact with? I think it's Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, Delaware, and Rhode Island, just to get the economy moving sometime in the next couple of months.
Right. So today's news was the governor is going to extend the New York pause order that he started back in March, and now it's going to be extended to May 15th. That's an extension. It has been extended in the past. Originally, it was supposed to be, well, you know, the most recent extension was to April 29th, but this is in part and parcel in order to give people some sort of confidence, those who have either filed unemployment claims or lost their jobs, one or the other, I guess the same thing. But businesses are very worried about what they're going to be left with. And if people are going to, you know, come back to any semblance of normalcy. Now, this coalition that the governor announced earlier this week with the other states has to do with a regional effort. As you said, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, and I believe Massachusetts is also.
Right. I forgot about Massachusetts. You're right.
Right. So Massachusetts was added there. But regardless, this is something that the governor has continued to say. It's a work in progress. You know, he's talking about the economic engine in line with transit and also schools. So he's basically saying, look, we're not through yet. You know, we still have to figure out a cure. We have to come up with a vaccine, and we have to continue these good practices of social distancing and decreasing the rate of spread. Now, that's something that the governor also was talking about today. It's very difficult to track that rate of infection and how that's spreading. But judging from the models, hospitalization, intubation, and ICU are down. And again, it's a good sign, but that doesn't mean that we're yet in the clear.
And we don't know. So he said New York pause is extended until May 15th. And just to clarify for our viewers, that doesn't mean that business is open on May 16th. This is all kind of being formed behind the scenes, a greater plan to open businesses over time.
Exactly. So the way that the governor originally put into place New York Pause was, okay, we're going to reduce the workforce by 25%, 50%, 75%, 100%. Same way, we're going to go into a, we're going to try to get back to normal by saying, okay, what businesses can we continue to keep closed that are maybe not as essential? Like, I mean, I don't know, he hasn't given specific examples, but what can we reopen that won't be as detrimental to the health and safety of New Yorkers, but still allow, you know, small business owners, workers to get back on their feet and again, just return to life. Everybody's been shut up in their homes and people are getting anxious. They're getting worried about either dipping into savings or what's going to happen in 3 months. Will I have my business? Will I have my job? These are all questions that are not just New Yorkers, but Americans are asking themselves on a day-to-day basis.
We're going to have this kind of phased-in approach where the state is essentially going to evaluate, and presumably with the other states in this coalition, they're going to evaluate what businesses are presumed essential.
Exactly.
For me, my personal feelings, my hairstylist is very essential right now. I mean, my roots are crazy. My hair is getting very long.
Right.
But I have to assume that's not going to be on the list of things to come out immediately. Looking forward, though, I mean, we're just a few months away from summer, especially in New York City. We see some of those beaches packed. Do we know anything about the state's or the city's decisions in terms of what's going to be happening over the summer in public places, or is that too far out to talk about right now?
You have to figure out, okay, do we have enough lifeguards to run these beaches? Do we also want to put people in again, unnecessary, or not necessary, but non-essential roles? You're leaving a hot, very dense space and going to the beach. You know, that's something that New Yorkers look forward to every single year, but is it doable? That's going to be something that it's on officials' minds.
We're out of time. We'll have to leave it there, but Bern, thanks as always for coming on New York Now and sharing your insight with us from the governor's press briefings. It's really important that we have people like us there to ask him questions and keep him accountable every day. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
So last week, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio told the reporters that schools in the five boroughs would be closed for the rest of the school year. That came as a surprise to Governor Andrew Cuomo, who wasn't given any notice that the mayor would deliver that news. Cuomo later called the announcement de Blasio's opinion, saying there's been no final decision on schools in New York City or elsewhere in the state.
There has been no decision. That's the mayor's opinion. I value it. I value Laura Kern's opinion, Steve Ballone's opinion, George Latimer's opinion, but the decision will be coordinated among all of them.
That's added a layer of uncertainty for schools here in New York, some of which were already stressed over their finances. Dave Albert from the State School Boards Association sat down with Karen DeWitt to talk about how schools are coping.
Dave, thanks for joining us to do this. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So the first thing I wanted to ask you is, how are schools coping? They're all closed, and it looks like schools might be closed until the end of the year. I mean, there's not going to be Regents. There's a question, will there even be, you know, graduation for seniors who are graduating? How are schools coping with this?
Well, as you just pointed out, there's a great deal of uncertainty right now, and I think it's difficult. I mean, schools are kind of in the here and now right now, which is they're providing meals to students. We have buses, you know, running to homes or to central pickup points where they're dropping off breakfast or lunch for students. We have schools arranging for childcare for healthcare professionals and first responders. And of course, we have distance learning. So that's what schools are doing now. I think they're doing the best they can. In some cases, distance learning has proved to be a challenge. And they're kind of working through things. So we might have a school district set up a Wi-Fi hotspot in a parking lot so they can provide distance learning for students who may not have access to Wi-Fi. So, you know, it's really just a lot of uncertainty going forward and a lot of just living in the here and now, trying to get past some of the challenges that schools really haven't had to face in a very long time.
So nobody's idle right now. What about school boards? Are they meeting? Are they meeting virtually or remotely?
Yeah, so most school boards are meeting through teleconferencing, you know, or some type of, distance meeting. So the governor did relax the open meetings law. So they don't have to have their meetings, obviously, in a public, open, you know, meeting type of setting. So we are seeing boards utilizing telephone, you know, or video conferencing, and that's how boards are meeting.
So spring is usually, in addition to all the things going on in schools that aren't going on right now, it's a big time for school budgets being put together, being put before the voters. New school board members are elected. That was supposed to happen the third week of May. That's not happening now. It's been put off till at least June. What is the status with that? Is there going to be school budget votes at some time this year?
Well, to put it frankly, we just don't know. The governor is going to decide whether there'll be votes and what form they'll take through an executive order. We know that, as you pointed out, we're not going to have either board elections or budget votes on May 19th. The earliest we could have them would be June 1st. We don't know what the date will be because the governor hasn't set a date yet or what form it would take. We don't know whether the governor would allow boards of education to adopt their budgets this year, similar to the way that a locality might adopt a budget, or whether there'll be absentee ballots. You know, we're seeing that now. I believe the governor announced that there's a June 23rd date for other types of elections, which could be done through absentee ballot. Nothing yet on school elections, on school budget votes. So we just don't know. That's one of those areas where there's a great deal of uncertainty.
That's right. June 23 is the state and federal primaries. But I guess the bigger question is, how are schools going to make a budget? You didn't see any increases, of course, in the latest state budget, but you didn't see any declines. School funding was held flat, but there's no guarantee as the year goes on that you're going to get that money because, as we all know, there's almost no money coming in. So how do you go about making a budget for the year?
Yeah, it's proving to be very difficult. So we did see flat foundation aid. So the same for the current school year is carried over to next year. At least that's how it is for the time being. And that is largely because of the federal stimulus, which provided about $1.1 billion for K through 12 education here in New York State. So were it not for that, we likely would have seen a cut in education aid. So we're thankful certainly for the federal government for providing that assistance to school districts. So at this point, it looks like level aid. However, we do know that the governor now has the ability to look at revenue on a kind of a quarterly basis, if you will. I think April 30th and then